Eileen speaking.
Hey there, Jylene. It's Ethan here. Sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah,
Can
we
you hear
missed.
me?
Yeah, me either. Y'all can hear you now.
Yeah, I got scared for a second. I thought maybe you hung up or something. I was like, oh no,
Yeah,
what happened?
no, I stayed on the phone for about 10 more minutes.
I know. I tried. I think maybe something happened with the signal. I don't know. Because on my end, it
Probably.
showed you didn't hang up, but then I couldn't hear
No,
anything. And I
I
was like, oh,
was
what
on there.
happened?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
was on there.
Okay, anyways, I'll go ahead and pick up
Yes.
where we left off, but I'll go ahead and state one more time since this is technically a new call. I do have to restate this is a recorded line, but let's continue. So, yeah, so Jylene, do you remember what date did your diagnosis, or not your diagnosis, I mean your treatment start?
When did I start treatment? When did I start treatment? It was in April. It was April of 2024. Kind of like a week after my diagnosis.
Okay, so I would say maybe like the 24th. That's about 7 days after your diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay, I'll just put April 24th, 2024. What was the
Or
name of
yep.
the doctor that treated you for this?
It was Dr. Robert Ginatoli. He's my oncologist.
Okay, could you spell Gina Tolley for me?
Yes, G first name Robert, last name Ginatoli.
You said
UN.
Giunitoli.
Yes, first name Robert.
Okay, gotcha. And then Robert, I would assume, is spelled Robert.
It's it, correct.
Okay, and what hospital was this at?
University of Pennsylvania.
Okay, same address?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. 3400 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19104.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then the other agent already sent me some of your information. I have you down here as Jylene. That's spelled Gyleen.
Correct.
And
Howard.
last name Howard, Howard.
Correct.
Okay. Do you also have a middle name?
Yes, Cherie. Sherree.
Okay, just want to confirm that's Sherree.
Correct.
Okay, do you also happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or a senior?
No.
Okay, and what is your social?
1965665023.
Just want to confirm I heard you correctly. That's 19656-6023.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming. I was also sent your email. I have it down here as ghoward@decmc.org.
Correct.
Okay, and your phone number is 267-804-3626.
Correct.
Gotcha. And am I calling you on your cell phone or is this a home line?
So,
Okay, and then Jylene, what's your address?
2808 South 65th Street, 65th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19142.
Okay, you said 2808 South 65th Street,
Yes.
Philadelphia, PA 19142.
Yeah, you said south, right?
Yes, South 65th
Okay,
Street.
yes, correct.
Okay, gotcha. And then was there a unit or apartment number for this as well?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Do you also have documentary support medical records that would show your date of diagnosis?
No. I mean, well, yes, this was my doctor, though.
Okay, gotcha. So you know for sure,
Yeah, he
like the
has.
doctor has them, you just don't have them on hand.
Right, correct.
Okay, gotcha. Lastly, we're almost done here, Jylene. All I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone that we can reach out to just in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never have to. Do you have anyone you want to use as an emergency contact?
No. I mean, do I have to give you a name or that's optional?
We
I really don't
encourage it,
have one,
but
but I
if
mean,
you
if you
don't have
need
one,
one.
it's we encourage it, but if you really don't have one, then I don't have to put one.
All right, hold on for a minute. As you know, people don't know people's phone numbers, so wait a minute.
Yeah, no worries.
No worries.
It could even just be like a friend.
Right.
Yeah, distant family member.
267
Okay.
271 7704
You said 267
Jordan.
271 7704.
Correct. Jordan
Okay,
is
and
the
then
name.
Jordan, last
You need
name.
a King, King.
Okay, Jordan King. And what is this person to you?
Son.
Okay, gotcha. Alrighty, so we're almost done here. Lastly, I'm just going to read off a quick compliance checklist. This is basically just a summary of everything we've spoken about, and it's just to verify that all that we've discussed is correct. So I'll read off a
Okay.
few items, and if anything sounds wrong, go ahead and interrupt me, okay?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so Jylene, we did confirm, of course, that you do not have representation from an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for someone to help you with this. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxer. You were diagnosed at least 2 years after your first year of hair relaxer usage. You were using hair relaxers at least 4 times in a year. And then your usage of hair relaxer also happened within the last 20 years. Okay, perfect. That all looks good to me then. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and start drafting up some documents for you to sign digitally. So I'm going to send them to myself first, so that way I can just
Okay.
check your personal information, make sure I didn't make any mistakes or write down anything wrong. Then I'll send
Okay.
them over to you so you can get that taken care of, okay?
Okie
Yeah, give me just a moment
dokie.
here. I'm going to go ahead and start crafting these so that way I can review it.
Can you hold on for 1 second? Can you hold on for 1 second for me?
Yeah, of
Yeah, is
course.
everything okay?
Yeah, he just went back to the
Okay.
video.
Okay. Oh, you need the spelling, don't you? Oh, see, just wait to get this to you.
I have a card.
So, David. David, David. Why that's like that? I'm sorry, are you sending me email too? I'm still here. I'm still listening to you.
Yeah, no worries. Actually, perfect that you had to take a minute. I was actually just reviewing them myself that way, and then I'll send them over to you. So I'm just going to
Okay, just let me.
confirm. Yeah,
Okay, go
so
ahead.
your address is 2808 South 65th Street. There is not a
Yes.
unit or apartment number.
No, right.
And it's Philadelphia 19142. Okay.
Mitchum.
You were born on October 28th, 1974, and your social
Correct.
is 19656. Six zero two three.
Correct. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm gonna click send here on my end, and you should receive both
Okay.
a text message and an email momentarily
Okay.
containing a link to DocuSign.
Okay. Do I do this while you're on the phone, or do I do it and then send it and then you'll see it and we'll take it from there, or how does this?
Go ahead and do it now, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
Hold on
pretty
for a
quick,
second.
should only take about a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, so just for your information, these are just retaining documents. Firstly, of course, stating that our attorney partners will be representing you for this lawsuit. Secondly, it also gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf.
Okay, here I come.
There's going to be some parts where it asks you just for initials. Other parts you'll have to fill it your full signature. So just make sure you pay attention to that. And then let me know when you're finished so I can check it and make sure it gets processed correctly.
Okay. All right, wait a minute. Okay. Now wait a minute. I got something on my phone. 'Cause you said something's gonna be coming from on the text message too. Text message, right?
Yeah, it should just been a text message with a DocuSign link.
Okay. Oh, okay, through the phone. Okay, I'm on the emails. Okay, that wasn't the right place. Okay, wait a minute. ultimate message from Matt Strategies. Do you agree? Okay, yes. Okay, let's see. Supposed to send email. Recognize email continues. Okay, yes. All right, then check it.
Okay, let me go ahead and check.
Did you get it on your end? What you need to go through?
Yep, perfect. I just received it. Let me just give it a quick once over, make sure this all gets processed correctly.
Okay.
I see your signature there. Okay, looks
okay.
good. And I see your initials. That also looks
like
good. Alrighty, perfect. So, Jailene, thank you so much for your time today. That's all I needed from you. So I'm just going to let you know now, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next several days or maybe the next week or so. They're just going to call you one more time to re-verify your personal information. Very important you answer that call, because then and only then can they actually start working on your case, okay?
Okay. And this are you guys calling all from the same area code?
For their outgoing calls, I'm pretty sure they use either an 1-800 or a 1-808 number. I can't say that for certain, though. Yeah, they have a lot of different phone numbers just because they're doing a lot of different calls, but I would look out mostly for either 1-800 or 1-808.
Okay.
In addition, before you go, Jailene, I'll also just send you a text message. It's going to be from a 949 number. That's my personal office number. So that's the number that you can use to reach me directly if you need any help or if you have any questions or concerns at any point, okay?
Okay. And what's your name again? Ethan, right?
My name's Ethan.
Ethan, yes. Okay. Thank you, Ethan, for all your help.
Yeah,
and you said
no
in
worries.
A couple days, so sometime next week they should call me.
Yeah, I would expect it most likely sometime next week.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. Did you have any other questions?
No. Thank you for everything, Ethan.
All righty. Well, I do wish you all the best and a happy holiday season.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Of course. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.